News Talk 1450 KFIZ. We continue our coverage of high school sports here on a Friday as things are really in high gear now. We had basketball and hockey in action last night. Basketball tonight, then more of the same tomorrow as we roll through the rest of the month of February and wind down the winter sports season. Fondy Cardinals in action tonight. Regional semifinal game taking on the Manitowoc Lincoln Ships. And joining us for a regular season review and a playoff preview is head coach Nick Ford. Coach, how are you today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking a little time to chat. We'll talk Manitowoc here in just a bit. But first, let's talk about the season as a whole. Very successful campaign thus far. Your assessment as head coach of how the season's gone here so far heading into playoff time.
Yeah, we've been playing good basketball, won 10 out of 12. You know, when you look at the season as a whole, we've had some we play a lot of close games. We've won a lot of close games, and yeah, it's been good. Our seniors have really led. Our seniors are winners, and our younger guys have continued to get better and have really made some significant impacts. So it's been an overall good season. Our guys are gelling. We're shooting the crap out of it, and we share it well. So if we can find a way to manufacture some stops, we'll be in a good place going forward.
Yeah, 5-6 start. You mentioned winning 10 out of the last 12, and the only two losses in there were to the conference co-champs. So really a good finish to the season. What was the turning point in your mind for this team to really turn it on and make that run toward the end of the season here?
This is kind of going to be a coach's answer, but I honestly think a lot of our success this season has really been due to the summer that we had. Mm-hmm. We had guys that bought in and have worked their tails off. Henry Wright, Drew Dickman, Alex Roosh, Cole Linder. Cole Linder's improvement is evident. You can go down the list, Jamari Dalton, Steven Schreider, guys. Colton Blank's a really dedicated guy. We spent a lot of time this summer, like when COVID came around, we got shut out of the gym and they started organizing workouts down at Buttermilk or Roberts, which are local parks in town. And they just really refused to say, all right, well, we're going to give up and not work. And we worked and we worked and we worked. And I think it was just kind of a way of figuring out how to win games. You know, we come from a place where winning 8 games last year, we hadn't played in a ton of close games, and we had Hortonville early that we lost, and we did some things we had to learn. We had Appleton North. That was a close game that we ended up losing. And those two learning experiences really showed us how to win those close games. But really, ultimately, it was the summer and the work that these guys have put in. Actually, really dating back to the last day of last season, Drew Dickman sent me a text, and he wanted to get shots up the Monday after our season was over. And they've been in the gym every day since. So, yeah, it's a testament to our guys.
For most improved, you mentioned Cole Linder before. I know a lot of folks out there probably look at Jay Dalton, too. Are those the top two you'd say for most improved this year?
Yeah, for sure. Cole didn't miss a workout this entire dating back to, again, day after the season ended last year. And his ability, his ball skills have gotten significantly better in the way he's shooting it this year. He was in the top 10 in the state all year. He just has got the last 3, hasn't shot it quite as well. So, but he's probably one of the top 10 shooters in the state. And, Jay's pretty incredible. Jay's growth on the court is almost as impressive as what he's been able to do off the court. And he's a gym rat that loves the game. And as good as he is right now, I think probably next year we'll be able to say the same thing. He's maybe our most improved guy, and I would guess even as a senior, he's just going to keep getting better.
Another stat that was brought to my attention, obviously, on Twitter earlier this week or late last week, was the fact that two of your guys, Steven Schreider and Henry Wright, are in the top 6 of the state on the 3-point leaderboard. Can you comment on that? That's a stat that I know you're probably proud of, to see two guys in the top 6 with that state leaderboard. What does it say about Steven and Henry's work in the offseason to get where they are here today with that honor?
It speaks a lot. And Drew Dickman was on that list for a long time. Cole Linder was too. Those guys are both the type of guys that are first ones in the gym before practice, getting up meaningful shots, not chucking half quarters, not messing around. They're in there getting after it, and they stay after. Henry shoots free throws every day, shoot threes. These guys have just fallen in love with what it takes to be good, and stuff like that's awesome because, you know, the proof is in the pudding, as they say, and they've proved what they can do. and what hard work can do.
Last thing about the team as a whole, senior class, you mentioned them and the work they put in, the seniors leading this team. Five of them, of course, Max Siebert really dealt a tough hand. I know in the senior night write-up, coaches talked about the tough hand he's been dealt this year, not being able to play for his final year with the Cardinals. But the senior class, obviously, when they were younger players 2 years ago, saw the lowest of lows with just a two-win season, and now you know, third place in the conference, number one seed in the playoffs. What else can you say about the senior class and what they've meant to Fondy basketball this year?
First, on Max Siebert, I don't know if there'll be a guy that impacts our program in the way that Mac has, and that he's shown up for pretty much everything since the day he got hurt in July. You know, he misses for doctor's appointments, but that's pretty much it. He comes to practice, runs the clock. He comes to every game. He's probably the most vocal guy on the bench. He came to summer workouts. The guy's just a winner in every sense of the word. And now I can, or our staff can go to guys and be like, well, you don't want to show up in the summer. What Max set the tone for what it takes, whether you have a sprained ankle or whatever, you know, being at practice is now a necessity, not something that that's looked at as optional. So in that way, he's been unbelievable. And really, you know, the thought that comes to mind is Coach Diener always talks about, or he used to talk about, hungry dogs hunt hard. And those senior guys were ready to win, and they wanted to do whatever it took to win. And, you know, they went through some adversity, which I don't think you can win at a high level unless you do. And they used that adversity as a way to motivate them rather than get down on themselves. And they really set the foundation of what this program's about and what we're going to be going forward. And, gosh, I mean, it's going to be a hard day when they're not around, and we're going to fight like heck to make sure that they get as many games as they can.
Well, the path starts tonight. Number one seed Cardinals, number four seed Manitowoc Lincoln. Looking at the stats for Lincoln, Mason Dupirak, a guy I know that Fondy's seen before, is their leading scorer. Any specific keys going into tonight's matchup against the Ships that you're going to have to take care of tonight to get the win?
Yeah, they present some challenges to us. I think they're better than the record indicates. Actually, I know they are. Got kind of dealt a tough hand with the start of the year, but they're bigger than us. They're going to be physical. They're strong dudes. We're going to have to rebound, which has been a key for us all year. Dobriak is obviously a heck of a player, and he's averaging 26, two-time player of the year in that league. We just got to make it tough for him. If he's going to score 30, he's got to do it on 30 shots. He can't have an efficient night. He's going to have to defend some of our guys. We're going to put him in some actions, and we're going to try and wear him down and see what he's made out of toughness-wise, and hopefully his legs give out at the end of the game, and we'll be where we want to be.
Don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but a potential third time around against Oshkosh North or Oshkosh West coming up for Saturday night's game, should you advance tonight, obviously. Any advantages or disadvantages to seeing a team for your conference again in the postseason?
I mean, everyone always says it's hard to beat a team three times, but, you know, I think that has to do with teams getting relaxed. And like I said, our guys are hungry for success, so I don't anticipate that happening. And conference game, and then, you know, when you go home type of situation. We all know each other so well in the league, and everyone knows really everything that's going on with other teams. So it's not like we're going to walk up and confuse them with anything, or it's just going to come down to being tough and seeing who can get stops and put the ball in the basket a couple more times than the other guy.